Dear Shooter, come one, come all, to the Circus of the Democratic Party. Today's attractions in tent number one. New research claims deer hunting causes more gun violence. Tent number two. Waltz decides what policies don't violate constitutional rights because of his imaginary war. And tent number three, Kamala Harris and her Mind Your Own Business campaign.
It's not about protecting the stupid. It's just, it is what it is.
I don't know if you know this, but I'm a self-identifying llama. And it's because I have a quick temper and I like to spit.
You are not safe and you are not sacred and you're both liars.
We're talking about firearms, y'all.
Keep it clean.
I can hide one under there.
One what? I don't want to know.
I look like I got ran over by a paint truck on the way to Sherwin-Williams and then backed over by the short bus.
You know, let's talk about the modern trends in transsexual transitions.
Welcome to the Deer Shooter Podcast. Deer Shooter is brought to you by WyoTech, empowerment through self-reliance, and by Lucid Optics, on target, under budget.
Well, this started out such a happy day, and then I found out apparently we have a titanium damn fly in the studio because I just squished him, and when I moved my hand, he got up and flew away.
NSA, if you're listening, we're sorry about your equipment.
That's about right. So, happy Thursday, and God, it's the Democrat National Convention this week, and I'm hearing rumblings that they're going to try and replace Walls because they're kind of thinking he wasn't the greatest idea.
Well, this time of year always makes me speechless in certain aspects because you can't make this stuff up. And if you are remotely paying attention, cancel your Netflix account. This is way more entertaining.
Right? God, but then you have to watch it on CNN, and I can't do that either.
Oh, there's other places that are broadcasting it, but they're just as bad.
So, I came across an article last week, and this was in Truth About Guns, a story by Lee Williams. Apparently, the Journal of the American Medical Association released a study that says that deer hunting causes more gun violence.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, right?
This is a simple, simple thing. They are looking for reasons to have an agenda and give the details of gun violence merit.
And what is gun violence?
Anything violent committed with a firearm.
So they're counting deer hunters when they take their deer down as being violent.
Well, they're getting all of their information from the Gun Violence Archive, which has already been debunked as just flat-out lies and misrepresentation of the data.
But let's not mistake what we're talking about here. Deer hunting.
Yeah.
I am intentionally taking a firearm afield with the intent specific to take a life.
Right.
So by definition, it fits their criteria, except they misunderstand where food comes from.
Well, it comes from the store, don't you know?
Yeah, where it was made. Yeah.
And it's only deer season, so we're not more violent during elk season or antelope season.
Will tell you, I was so much more violent with a .22 rifle on prairie dogs way before I got to shoot a deer.
Yeah.
Way more violent. I shot grasshoppers, I shot flies, I shot anything I could point at and not get in trouble for.
So, well, and they said they compared shootings during the first 3 weeks of deer season to a week prior to the season opener. The authors claimed that there was a substantial increase in shootings. Well, no shit. People are out killing deer. During the start of the season, which they said calls for additional gun control, of course.
Yes. Back to you can manipulate any statistic you would like.
That's the first thing they teach you in
support,
statistics.
Yeah. It's not what you know, it's what you can prove with math.
And when I read it, they only have one source.
Right.
So I was always told you need more than one.
Right, you do. And they even had to admit that, yeah, we got all of our data from one source and it's manipulated to show to support our findings.
So they totally told us they cooked it.
Yeah, basically.
It's a bogus story.
It is, but somebody's going to take this and run with it. You know Brady's going to take this and run with it.
But it belongs in the hot sheets.
It does. Although, let's be real. Let's go back, and the National Enquirer killed John Edwards' campaign because they got it right.
This is true.
So, you know, we sit there and we rag on the hot sheets, but every once in a while they get that nugget.
Well, but I had a clock like that once.
Oh, I do too.
It was right twice a day.
Well, you know, you wonder, you said at the beginning that you can't make this stuff up. It makes me wonder how much of the stuff that's in those rags has a little kernel of truth to it.
They're an interesting read. If you read it with the idea that it's satire, if you read it with the idea that it is a nugget of truth to give it credibility, but then the rest of it is totally fabricated, and it's up to you to figure that out.
So CNN, MSNBC, I mean, they put The Onion out of business because the news has gotten so ridiculous.
But the news isn't news anymore.
No.
They are commentators. It's all opinion pieces. They don't have any facts to substantiate or back up what they say.
So you say we're going back to the National Enquirer for our news?
Yes.
Yes.
They're just a well-funded and smiley, pretty people on TV. They're commentary. If it was news, we'd be back to Walter Cronkite. Here's the facts, Jack.
Right.
You decide what you think. We don't do that anymore.
No.
Because critical thinking's lost.
Well, yeah, we don't teach that anymore. And they don't. I read a thing the other day, and they were talking about how in schools now, they don't teach people to be productive, responsible adults. They teach them to be consumers.
Compliant consumers.
Yeah, they want them just smart enough to push the lever and get the nugget.
We're the tax burden. We are the cash cow that feeds the engine.
Oh, don't even.
That's why they think that's all they think you're good for.
Well, and I've said this before. If you actually look at who owns our debt, you know, the national debt, you are a tax slave because they are leveraging your labor for the debt. Yeah. How does it feel to be collateral?
Nah, it sucks. But it makes me want to start watching the market. It makes me want to start paying attention to the rise and fall and the indicators of an economic collapse, just so I can open up 10 new credit cards and buy all the gold and silver right before it collapses.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. You do that about 2 weeks before, so make sure and get it delivered.
That's correct.
And then let it all fall apart. So, Tim Walz.
Oh, when God. We're going to go there.
Oh, wait.
I mean, we almost kind of have to at this time frame. If we're going to talk about this primary type of subject, yeah. You kind of got to go there. But, geez, oh, Friday, how many things does this guy get wrong about himself?
Well, he's Biden light. I mean, he's wrong on every issue he's ever been a part of.
I mean, he got his hair color right. But what else?
White?
Yeah, he screwed that all.
Well, you know, and he comes out, and everything that he says has turned out to be a lie. And as soon as he starts saying something, especially when it comes to his military service, all right, fine. The guy served, what, 24 years? I'll give him credit for that. But you don't have to lie about your service to maintain credibility. In fact, as soon as you start lying about it, you lose all credibility and all respect for what you did.
Absolutely right. And he served 24 years. Good on you.
Right.
You don't have to have some illustrious career to be, God dang, that guy served.
Well, look at J.D. Vance. He was basically a clerk. I mean,
nobody
cares. He did some
until
things.
You lie about it.
Right. You're exactly right. Nobody cares.
And when you lie about it, now everybody cares.
Right. And this is and we're going back and they're like, oh, well, they're going after him like they did John McCain, the Swift Vote veterans. Right. When that whole thing came about. But it's the same thing. But the thing about it is he's just blatantly lying about his service record and even to the point of his rank. But he's doing all this because he wants to give himself credibility to justify his gun control agenda.
Well, credibility on making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich at this point, he doesn't have any.
He pretty much goes and talks about what firearms we should not be allowed to have because they only belong in war. The ones he carried in war.
According to him.
Well, listen, the ones he carried in war, right, we don't need to have. However, he's never been to war, so that should say that it doesn't matter. We can have them all.
I am so tired of somebody else taking the moral high ground and trying to tell somebody else how to live their life.
This isn't even the moral high ground.
Stop it. No, it's a presumption thereof. Yeah. The folks that take the moral high ground rarely have it.
Right.
The folks that have the moral high ground are never going to put it out there in front of somebody else.
Well, and I thought we kind of settled this with Bruin, right? When we talked about the AR-15s and the government can't ban them because they're common use.
Well, if he didn't know what rank he was, he didn't know Bruin even happened.
Right. And forget the common use thing. How about the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, and what the hell business is it of the government's what we own?
It's not, and that's the point. They can't tell you how to live your life, what is acceptable for you to own or not. It's unacceptable behavior. You're not better than me. You put your pants on the same way I do, one leg at a time. So stop it.
Right.
And I don't care what it is. Gun control is just my hot button. It's one of the things that gets me going. But at the end of the day, just stop.
Well, let's ratchet it up a notch.
Oh, my God.
Because the illustrious wordsmith Kamala has come out and said that her first act as president would be to issue an executive order to abolish the Second Amendment.
Yeah. The power is not there in an executive order, not even to challenge it. She's delusional on many, many fronts. She is worse than anybody I've ever seen that can't complete a sentence. She'll talk in circles and think she actually solved something.
Oh, God. I heard a montage today of all of the, you know, she was talking about time, the passage of time, because time passes and we mark our lives with the passage of time. I mean, and the cackle. I can't do the cackle.
I can get over a funny laugh, but the cackle's something different.
Yeah.
It's like there's a demented wind-up toy that kills everybody in a movie, and it has the same laugh.
Oh.
Well, don't they have an opening on Ridiculous now since the other cackling lady is not there anymore?
Have an opening.
I'm just saying.
She should audition.
Obnoxious cackle, she'll be good.
But I even think those guys should run her off the stage because she doesn't say anything. She doesn't do anything.
Well, and
she never has.
She can't go off script. Like, she's no better than Biden when it comes to you cannot let her go off. Stay on the teleprompter because you don't have an original thought. You're not intelligent.
So I'm going to go ahead and throw the gauntlet down to anybody that's listening out there. And I am trying really, really hard to keep an open mind. So I'm going to ask you a simple question. If you are in favor of Kamala Harris, tell me why. Articulate it. Give me an example of something that she has done that's worthy of the position up at the presidency. Give me one thing, and I will back off. So go.
Well.
One thing.
Let me one-up you there. Show me a person that is better off than they were 4 years ago and is willing to vote for more of the same. The high inflation, okay, the gas prices, the loss in wages, the unemployment that we've had, the wars that have been started because there's not a strong United States. Look at the trade deficits that we now have with China. These are not good things.
You were getting awfully Mensa member in that discussion. You're asking a lot of people. I'm just asking somebody that actually supports her to tell me why.
Because she's the first woman of color to run for the presidency.
All right.
I'm serious. That's it. That's what they've got.
Yeah, that's not enough. It's not.
Well, and this is, but, and I've griped about this for the last probably four or five election cycles, that the Democrats do not have a deep bench when it comes to running presidential candidates. And it, you know, we talked about this. Because I'm thoroughly convinced that there's going to be another assassination attempt on Trump. But if you look at the Republican Party, there's actually some pretty stellar people that could step up and take his place. They just don't have that in the Democrat Party. Who's going to step up? You've got what Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, God.
I mean, forbid. That's who's next.
Yeah. In this entire country. Are you kidding me? That's the best we got.
That's what I'm saying. And that's what I always question when the Democrats throw out a candidate. It's like 360 million people, and that's the best we've got.
I don't buy it.
I don't either.
I don't buy it at all. I think it might be the playbook that they've got that they can control.
Well, I think that's part of it. I think it's also part of it is it seems like the Democrats pick their candidates based on whose turn it is.
Well,
not whether they're
qualified.
Republicans
do the same thing, though.
They do, to a certain extent. But
our candidates actually can put sentences together and have critical thinking skills for the most part.
And most of them can do stairs.
Stairs don't trump them up, pun intended. But we need to do a better job at our elected officials, even at the state and local level, because we put somebody in that we know their name, but we don't know anything about them.
All right, but let me throw this out there because we're recording on Monday. Tomorrow is our primary day.
Correct.
Which I feel like we get screwed because as far as the national, you know, we don't get to vote in the primary for the presidency. This has already been decided before we even get a primary. We don't get a voice in that. I feel a little disenfranchised.
Well, close to 600,000 people in this state, and with the Electoral College, you only get one voice anyway.
I get that. We have three electoral votes. But that's not the point. We don't even get an option. We don't get to even have a voice
in that discussion. Well, even if you had that voice, would it matter?
It may or may not. But to just, well, you don't even get a voice.
And I'm going to go back to something you and I have battled back and forth on this entire year. You get spun up about elections and the process and this, that, the other. We're living in a time frame where you can't trust an election.
I don't disagree
with that.
So
you're spun up about what?
Nothing.
I know it raises your blood pressure and it makes you feel alive, but dude.
He wants his damn sticker.
Well, I like the sticker too. Don't get me wrong. I'm like a 5-year-old when I get my sticker. I did this. I got my gold star. But at the end of the day, we live in Wyoming. And we do so because we choose to. We live here because the wind hurts your face, mm-hmm. and nobody else likes it.
That's right.
And I hate people.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, I'm here because there's nobody else here. I like it. Mm-hmm. Leave me alone.
Exactly. But that's the problem. We don't get left alone.
We don't get left alone.
If we got left alone, it'd be fine.
They will at the end of the day. But they're not going to give us a seat at the table.
No.
They don't want to hear what we have to say.
No. But
and those of you who are living in a place where they do give you a voice, go vote. Do the duty, and I'm going to do it anyway, even though it's pointless, but go vote. I'm not saying don't, but eyes wide open, pay attention, because you can't trust the system. And no. That's why we have to change the system within. Back to the local and state level discussion I wanted to have.
Agreed.
We got to do better.
Well, we got to stay. You're exactly right. We have to change it from within, but we have to win these elections first. So you're absolutely right. Go vote. I went and did it today because I thought it was going to be gone tomorrow.
And you're not, so you're going to go vote again tomorrow?
God, I wish.
I mean, right.
He's assigned to the wrong party for that one.
Oh, no, that's not. Right. That's right.
You're not a Democrat. You can't vote twice.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, I could die, and then I could vote Democrat.
Well, you probably will.
I'm
just,
sure.
Just heads up.
I'm sure. So you were telling me earlier that they busted a truck driver, what, in Kentucky with a bunch of ballots?
It came across my news feed, and it was Apple News. So, again, I don't know how trustworthy it is. But, yeah, there was some truck driver they pulled over, and it was like Arkansas somewhere. And He was acting all twitchy, and when they opened the back end of his truck, he was carrying pre-printed ballots.
Pre-printed or pre-filled out?
Pre-filled out, pre-printed, the whole schmear. They had people elected on it.
Interesting.
I was like, that's, wow. So, I'm back to not trusting an election.
Agreed.
If we got trucks running around the country that are doing this, your polling centers are going to get flooded, the numbers aren't going to match, and we're going to be back to Trump-Biden election.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Just pay attention. The people you elect in the local and the state level eventually rise to the top. So be careful. Do it right the first time.
The 10th Mountain Whiskey and Spirit Company, based in Vail, Colorado, high up in the Rocky Mountains. 10th Mountain is a tribute company to the legendary 10th Mountain Division, maker of fine spirits including bourbon, rye, and vodka, as well as being a generous supporter of the shooting sports and veterans charities. Support those that support us, and to make it easier, 10th Mountain is offering our listeners a discount. Just enter Dear Shooter at checkout for 10% off. 10th Mountain Whiskey and Spirits Company, whiskey worth fighting for.
All right, so Harris and Waltz have this whole new thing on mind your own damn business. And what they're doing is they're wordsmithing. Okay, so they're saying that abortion is freedom. But where they're really going with this is they're saying that freedom from gun violence is freedom, which means gun control.
Interesting. I haven't seen this, but I'm not surprised.
Well, and apparently they have this fairly successful Republicans for Harris campaign.
Interesting.
I'm not sure where that comes from, because I'm sorry, anybody with two brain cells to rub together.
Republicans for Harris.
You don't flip a Republican. You just don't.
No, you don't. I mean, we have a lot of Republicans in name only. A lot.
So there's your flip.
Yeah.
I don't know. The entire thing is heavily weighted in fraud. They've been showing clips out on social media about these thousands of people that are turning out to see them walk down a jetway off of an airplane. And if you analyze a photo, in any little bits at all, there was nobody there.
Right. Well, and I'm looking at the picture of this article, and I'm seeing one person on one side of the picture with a cell phone. I'm seeing another person on the other side of the picture with a cell phone. It looks like the exact same person.
It probably is. We've seen images like that from from day one. There was a big one that they did at a rally. The people in the background of the stage, now there's a ton of people back there. I mean, if you just blurred your eyes and saw a crowd.
Right.
But you see repetitive people, right? And then the next image, it's a supposed different angle from the stage, and people have their phones up like they're taking pictures, right? And if you look at the images that are actually on the phones, and that's the thing about technology. It's gotten so good that you can actually see the details of something on somebody's phone. Remember back in the day when we liked the song, we held a lighter up and
whole you're not allowed to do that anymore.
Right. Well, they turn the lights on the cell phones and they do that with that now.
Yep.
But they're holding the phones up like they're videoing or taking a photo of the event, right? Well, 15 of those were like Amazon screens and one was a Temu screen. I mean, it's like, this is not even remotely good Photoshop work.
Well, the
speech was so bad they were shopping.
That might have been.
But why would you hold your phone in the air to show you what kind of tchotchke you're buying off a team?
Because they're like lemurs.
They are like lemurs. So
lemmings?
Lemmings.
Yeah, there you go, lemmings.
Lemmings, I meant lemmings.
Okay, just making sure I...
Hey, I'm like drinking, lemurs. I like lemurs too, lemmings.
Well, but I got to hand it to him, the way they wordsmith this, because one of the quotes from Kamala, and I won't, for those of you who can't stand to listen to her, I won't do the voice. We just want fairness. We want dignity for all people. We want to recognize the right of all people to have freedom and liberty to make choices, especially those about heart and home and not have their government telling them what to do.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I can get behind that statement.
That sounds like Reagan.
But they don't mean it.
No, they don't. Because you get a little further down here, and she says that they're just using... Okay, so they're using different rhetoric to sell it. Instead of selling gun control as something good on its own, they're calling it freedom to live safe from gun violence.
Wow. All right.
So that's what I say. I got to give him kudos for the wordsmithing.
To be fair, that sounds way more intelligent than Biden. She didn't have too much
to... She didn't write it.
No, she didn't. And they had it during Biden and he couldn't read, or they hired a new one.
Since Al Gore invented the internet, do you think she invented AI? I'll bet she comes out with that and says it. You
know, I don't think she knows how to use AI.
Well, the AI is using the shit out of her.
Well, a lot of people have. It's fine.
And that's the showstopper.
You're welcome.
So, all right. So let me throw this at you because this is something that's kind of bothered me, right? Since they have pushed Biden aside, right? Kamala's out campaigning full time. Who's running the country?
Absolutely nobody. The same folks that have been running it for the last, what, 3.5 years?
Yeah. We're not dealing with world leaders. We're not taking care of the business that the government it should be taking care of. And do you think our enemies are looking at that going,
I guarantee
there's nobody behind the wheel.
On the world stage, they're paying attention to how this is going horribly wrong. We were recently in South Africa. The furthest place on the planet you can go without getting closer. And they knew about our politics. They knew about what was going on in our country. It was like a daytime soap opera to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They knew what was going on. And if the common average day guy in South Africa knew what was going on in our country, I guarantee you the world leaders that don't like us, they're paying attention. They've got plans in play.
They absolutely do. Now, I think you're absolutely right. They're all sitting back. They're waiting to see how this plays out.
They're doing the same thing Putin did. He waited to the election and the inauguration, and then he invaded.
Right. And it was what, like 21 days after?
He mobilized in 6 days, and he actually broached the border in 21 days.
Yeah. And here we are.
Yeah.
You know, although I did see that the Ukrainians took over a major power station in Kursk.
Well, good. Taking the fight to them.
Well, yeah, and it kind of puts the Russians, it kind of has them by the short and hairies because it's something like 90% of their power for their major infrastructure.
Well, you screwed around long enough and they decided to go take the fight to you. Good on them.
Yeah, you know, maybe they're finally actually using all of the billions of dollars we sent them for the proper purpose.
No, they're not.
Well, maybe. They're not in debt to China, right?
No.
Payment plan.
No, we're in debt to China, and we just gave them the, we just paid the kids' tuition, and now we're writing it off.
Yeah, it was the biggest money laundering scheme. Follow the money. You can see it, people.
Well, yeah.
There's no way that the public servant makes $180,000 a year, and in 4 years is end up being a 20 billionaire.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. That doesn't work.
Well, and that was one of those conspiracy theories that one of the guys in South Africa was telling me about, and I hadn't even considered it. But he said, you know, all those fires in California, he says, I think a lot of those are intentional. What are you talking about? He says, well, they want to put the high-speed rail in. He says, if you look at where these fires are, they follow the line of where they want to put this high-speed rail. And he says, and then Nancy Pelosi's husband goes behind him after it's burned up and buys all the land for pennies on the dollar.
Correct.
And I went, holy crap. So I got back, I started looking into this, and it's like, it's the most kind of well-known conspiracy theory out there. Everybody knows it's happening, but nobody will say anything.
And I watched him. He took the images, and he overlaid them for me.
Yeah.
I saw him do it, and I'll be damned if they aren't exactly right.
We're complacent.
We are complacent.
They find us entertaining, so they pick up more detail.
Well, I think that's part of it. The other part of it is their government has no reason to lie to them about what's going on over here. Now, they do that so that they focus on our stuff and not what their government's actually doing to them.
Now, their government doesn't know what they're doing to them, so it's a whole different thing.
That's a mess. But it, and I will say, like, if you ever get the chance, you know, and it doesn't have to be an expensive trip or anything. You know, take a trip to Mexico. Take a trip to a foreign country that is not a first world country, and you will get perspective like you have never known.
That's a true story. I've been in third world countries. I've been in some that I would qualify as a fourth world. Mm-hmm. But it's neat to go see it, to give you some perspective of how good you've got it. Even the worst we have it here, I can't wait to get home. That makes it worth fighting for, though, too.
Right.
So, yeah, go see someplace else.
Yeah.
Do it.
Although, you know, we get 4 more years of the Democrats, we may be a third world country.
And I hope everybody understands, if we do go to that civil revolution type of process, your way of life will end tomorrow, and it becomes very challenging to do anything. So, pay attention, because it's not something we want to go there.
Well, and I know we always hear this every 4 years, that, oh, this is the most important election in U.S. history. But I think we really are at that point.
We're at the point of a participation award, dude. Everybody's special, which means nobody is.
Right.
So, yeah, we're there. It's Groundhog Day.
Yeah. Well, at the end of the day, though, Kamala Harris has proved that, little girls, you can be anything you want. You just have to start out as a prostitute to the elected officials.
And they're all prostitutes.
Elected officials?
Every last one. The lobbyist money has seen to it.
Oh, horrible. Horrible, horrible.
What else you got that's fun?
Well, so I was doing a class over the weekend, and pro tip, if you're installing a drop-in trigger, do not use tension pins. You've got to use anti-walk pins.
You can't. There's nothing holding those pins in.
Right.
They will vibrate and walk right out.
That's exactly right, which made me kind of question the manufacturer.
I'll bet it was a custom build of somebody's garage.
No. This was actually a manufacturer out of Colorado, and I apologize. I cannot remember who it was, and even if I did, I wouldn't give their name because I'm not going to tarnish them, but they should know better than that.
But most folks don't. There's a difference between a guy that has been through armorer's training and knows what he's doing and the guy that went and bought a bunch of parts online and decided to do it himself.
Or pot. That works, too.
Well, yeah.
That could be part of it. It was Colorado.
There are some things that just the laws of physics you can't get around. And unless you understand what you're doing, you don't know what you're doing.
I bought a bunch of parts online, and my rifle runs.
Well, going to take you out from underneath my wing here. No, but seriously, you have built a few before, and you run them on the range. You know where it fails because, well, they failed on you.
Yeah, one or two. But, yeah, as soon as I saw that, because the student was complaining, it was like, something's not right, you know, getting misfires, light strikes. I mean, it was a mess. And I get looking at it, and I'm like, and I see the pins starting to walk. And I said, is that a drop-in trigger? I said, yeah, it's a 3-pound match trigger. And I said, oh, that's why. I said, you can't use drift pins, you can't use tension pins on a drop-in trigger.
And she immediately went to, well, so-and-so built this gun.
Yep.
So she had the middleman disclaimer of, well, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
Like she knew,
mm-hmm.
but she was still running it in class.
Mm-hmm.
No, that didn't work.
No, had to go to a backup rifle. But, no, and then something fun. One of the other guys in the class, it was carbine class, ran an AK.
All right. It's a carbine.
Oh, man. And that thing ran.
They always do.
But I will tell you this. Shooting left-handed with open sights is a bitch.
Sure. If you're right eye dominant.
Which most people are.
Yeah.
We also learned that you can't see a blue reticle through red lenses.
No.
Explain this to me.
So the red filters it out. You can't see it. So blue is one of the closest to the UV wavelengths. I'm going to get a little geeky on you here. And if you look at the hierarchy of how the colors progress, you go from blue, right, head towards green, you end up with red. So when you filter out one wavelength, like they're trying to do for the shotgun folks, they're trying to enhance the orange color, which is a red lens. You're going to bring some greens, some oranges, some reds into a, just a super contrasty type of perception.
Right.
And if you're running clays over light tan grass, they kind of hide unless you have a way to pick them out.
Right.
And so they're gaming it with wavelengths. You go to a low light environment, those glasses are useless.
Right.
Because we're back to low light UV, back to the blue spectrum of how things work. For a defensive carbine, blue is better.
Well, and we've established that.
Right.
But
if you intentionally handicap yourself, you're a victim.
Well, we're all a victim.
So, yeah, there, I explained it to you.
You did explain it to me. Now, you said one thing that was very interesting to me on when we were at the range, you were explaining this, that using those lenses too much can actually cause red-green color blindness.
Yes, because our rods and cones will adapt to our environment. It's like when you go out in the sun and you open your eyes for the first time, all of those colors meld together and you get a white light.
Mm-hmm.
And then as your eyes adjust to the brightness, you start to pick out colors and contrast. And the first ones that show up are blues, right? Then you get oranges, then you get yellows, and then you get the greens, and then you get the reds, and then you have a full spectrum and you can actually see in color, right? So our rods and cones adapt, but the more you hamper them and you put them in the same wavelength, they're going to adjust to that. And you will find that a lot of those shotgunners have red-green color blindness.
So to sum all this up then, seeing the world through rose-colored glasses all the time may not be beneficial.
No, but you're a happy motherfucker.
All right. So until next week, hopefully we'll watch the Democrat convention, and maybe, maybe not. We won't have walls next week. I don't know. But
they're protesting their own convention. Let them eat themselves.
I saw that. In the party of walls don't work and defund the police have put a wall around the convention center. They brought in local, state, and the National Guard for protection. And I heard something along the lines of 100,000 protesters, and they've already had 30 deaths.
It's their own party doing it, y'all. So, you know, we always say that Democrats are the first to yell for violence. Well, we're seeing it firsthand with their own people right now.
Yes, we are. So, I would say for right now, load your mags, keep your powder dry. Don't blame your gun. Keep it clean, ready to go.